So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the opinions regarding kama tehe asel chasera velo yeheba oina. If a seller coin was partially diminished, up till what point is there no isra oina and the owner can trade the coin for its face value? However, as the Gemara explains, pichse bechte oina astro lahitzia biyafa. If the coin was diminished to the point that there would be an isra oina, the owner may not trade the coin for its face value, but rather only for its current value. Similarly, the Mishnah concludes, this coin can be used to redeem Meister Sheni at its current value, as Rashi explains. Meister Sheni can only be redeemed with Kesef Tzura, minted coins, which are valid currency, but cannot be redeemed with an Asimon, an unminted coin. Now, we might think that since this coin is Pichse Bechtei Na, and not accepted by all, it is not considered valid currency. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches that it can be used to redeem Meister Sheni, and he need not be concerned because she'ena ela nefesh ra. Only people with an extremely particular disposition will not accept it, but most people will accept it. Therefore, it is considered valid currency. However, only at its current value, as Chizkiya taught. Since when he changes the Meister Sheni money into smaller coinage in Yerushalayim in order to purchase food, he will only receive its current value. So too, when he redeems it, he can only redeem according to its current value because we do not apply two leniencies to Meister Sheni, to redeem with a coin that is Pichsa and to redeem according to the coin's full value. The Gemara proceeds with another halach of Chizkiya. Meister Sheni she'im b'shava pruta, if a person wishes to redeem Meister Sheni food that is worth less than one pruta, he redeems the Meister Sheni and its additional fifth with money that was already used to redeem other Meister Sheni, because a person generally overpays and redeems Meister Sheni with a coin that is worth more than the fruit, out of concern that if the coin was worth less than the fruit, the pidyon would not be effective. Therefore, he can now redeem Meister Sheni that was not worth a pruta with the Eidiv, the surplus of the Meister Sheni coin that is still considered chulin. The Gemara, however, questions Chizkiya from a Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim, which lists the similarities of Truma u'Bikurim, which do not apply to Meister Sheni. One of which is Hatruma v'Bikurim, va'olam be'echad u'meya. A mixture of Truma u'Bikurim with chulin becomes permissible only through bitl v'meya, if the ratio of chulin to Truma is 100:1. While a mixture of Meister Sheni with Chulin becomes permissible through Bitl Barayv, a simple majority, as the Brice elaborates. Uve'eza Meister Sheni Amru, but Meister Sheni b'shava Pruta. If these were Meister Sheni fruits that were worth less than one Pruta and became Tame. Or, v'shenichnes l'Yerushalayim v'yatsa. If these Meister Sheni fruits were first brought into Yerushalayim and then taken out and they became Tame, only then do we say Meister Sheni b'tal b'ruba. Because as Rashi explains, les le'tekanta lo'y b'chida v'lo'y b'chil. These fruits would be useless without bitl as they cannot be eaten because they are tamei and they cannot be redeemed, either because she'im b'shava pruta or because she'nichts liyushalayim b'yatza. Therefore, we apply the concept of dava she'in l'matirin bata b'ruba. An issa that will not become mutra at some future point becomes permissible through bitl b'rayv. However, regarding b'maiser she'yesh b'shava pruta, if the Meister Sheni fruit is worth one pruta, we do not say Meister Sheni bata b'ruba because isle takanta b'ptiyah. The fruits are useful without bitl, as they can be redeemed with a pruta, and therefore we apply the concept of dava she'yesh l'matirin, afilu be'elef le'batl. An issa that will become mutra at some future point without bitl cannot become permissible even if the ratio of heta to isser is 1,000:1. The Gemara asks, v'm isa l'dechizkiya v'nechale al mois rishaynes. According to Chizkiya, why is Meister She'im b'shava pruta considered dava she'yesh l'matirin u'batl b'ruba? They can be redeemed with money that was already used to redeem other Meister Sheni fruit, and so they ought to be considered dava she'yesh l'matirin fulfilled by elef le'batl. The Gemara offers two answers. Delay parik. The Brisa refers to a person who did not redeem any Meister Sheni fruit and has no other Meister Sheni money. Therefore, the Meister Sheni is considered a dava she'yesh l'matirin and becomes batl b'ruba. Rav Sheshe says, Chadikatani, Meister Sheni she'im b'shava pruta she'nichnas liyushalayim v'yatza. The Brisa refers to one case of Meister Sheni that was worth less than one pruta, and these Meister Sheni fruits were first brought into Yerushalayim and then taken out, and they are not tamei. However, less le'takanta b'achila, because this is a case of dinafal mechitzas, the walls of Yerushalayim collapsed. And less le'takanta b'pediyah, the fruits cannot be redeemed with other Meister Sheni monies, because as Rashi explains, kol tu mechitzas. Maaser Sheni fruit that was once brought into Yerushalayim and then taken outside can no longer be redeemed. The Gemara proceeds with a Braisa. The Pasuk states, Im gol yigol ish mimaisri. The word mimaisri is exclusive and teaches, Prat lamaisri sheni sheimish of a pruta. If one redeems maisri sheni worth less than one pruta with a pruta coin, the pidyon is not effective. The Gemara cites machlekes regarding the interpretation of eimish of a pruta. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yechanan say, eimish of a pruta, only if the actual fruits are worth less than a pruta, the pidyon is not effective. But if the fruits are worth one pruta, for which the chaymish would be less than one pruta, the pidyon is effective. Rav Asi and Rish Lakish disagree and say, Ein b'chaym sheisha b'pruta. Even if the fruits are worth one pruta, but the chaymish is less than one pruta, the pidyon is not effective, as Rashi explains, Lav b'gu'ulahu achihei b'yishava arba prutas. Kedei shihei ro l'teisef es chaymish pruta. Only if the fruits are worth at least four prutas, for which the chaymish would be one pruta, only then is the pidyon effective.